Your mother's name is the two?
Dun dun dun.
Oh my god.
Kindred spirits. Are we best friends? Do you bleed down there?
Oh my god, it's so terrible.
All right.
wait a sec. Yeah, I gotta compose myself.
Welcome to the Green Screen of Death. My name is Adrian.
And my name is Bill.
Episode 47.
Tom Glavine.
Tom Glavine. Oh, Blue Jay, right?
No. Atlanta Braves.
Braves. Yes. I knew he was in that World Series, though, like 93.
Yeah, he's a two-time world champion with the Atlanta Braves?
I think so.
But they did lose to the Blue Jays that one year.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. I knew the name.
Not even a Blue Jays fan.
That's right.
Let's go Red Sox.
Yeah. Go Red Sox.
Opening day yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
How'd your team do?
Haven't played yet.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Not really expecting a lot.
Oh, I see.
We signed a guy last year for a 5-year, $95 million deal, Pablo Sandoval.
Okay.
He's on the bench.
Oh, no way.
He came to camp a little overweight,
yeah,
like 40 pounds.
Wow.
And they're not playing him.
Wow. Does he want to play for Liverpool next? We'll give him lots of money to do nothing.
Oh, Jesus.
So, got baseball going on. How's footy and hockey going for you?
Well, United's still trying to get fourth, 1 point off, won this weekend.
That's right.
Pretty good game. And my Red Wings are just in a battle for the final playoff spot. They have it right now, but it's by 1 point. And the team they're going against, Boston, they play it in 2 days.
That's crazy.
It's going to be really tight.
Yeah. How many years have they been in the playoffs in a row?
23, I think.
Yeah, 23-year streak they've gone to the playoffs.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
It's huge.
Yeah, they have to get it. Same thing happened last year. Just made it. Hoping the same happens.
Right on.
Just to get our asses handed to us first round.
I remember that.
Yeah. But okay, I'm good.
Cool,
that's
man.
That's it for me, man.
Nice. Yeah.
I haven't been doing shit, man.
Same here.
The weather's been sweet.
Yeah.
I've been doing some outside stuff. I built some Blu-ray shelves.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Found out I'm not terribly handy.
Okay.
I'm really terrible with tools. Have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But, I bought this giant shelving unit thinking I was going to have room, and I literally have room for maybe 3 or 4 more discs.
That's That's crazy, dude. Looks good, though.
Yeah, it's awesome. I have way too many films.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's just my Blu-rays, too.
Yeah.
Scary.
That's insane. That's cool, man. Yeah, for me, just been, chilling at home, playing The Division for hours and hours and hours. Again, I still need friends on The Division, so if you play on PS4, hit me up. Also, this weekend was a big wrestling weekend for anybody who is also into WWE. NXT TakeOver was on Friday night, and that was a really great event. Way better than WrestleMania. And Nakamura made his debut, and he was just outstanding.
Nice.
He wrestled Sami Zayn, who is a really good wrestler, too. He's top tier, in my opinion. And they both put on a hell of a show. I thought for sure one of them was going to die by the end of the match. But they were both able to walk away.
Right on. I did not watch WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's right. It was a marathon, too. It's 7 hours.
Oh, dude.
Well, it's like a Super Bowl, right? Super Bowl is like a 6-hour event.
Did you order pizza and chill out?
I brought some hot dogs. We barbecued some hot dogs.
Nice.
And ate some chips and drank some Dr. Pepper. It was like I was 12 years old all over again.
Did you have a little rum in that Dr. Pepper?
No, not even that. Well, I was driving, so.
Oh, yeah. Likely excuse. That's cool. I'm glad you enjoyed it. You totally missed something really cool to watch that. So.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, Bill will get into it. He had an awesome movie day yesterday. So. Yeah.
Adrian missed it.
I did. All for WrestleMania. You ready to get into the rest of the show?
Yeah, man. Let's go.
Cool. So let's start off with the rant. This is where we rant about anything movie related. So what do you have for us this episode?
I have a real problem with April Fool's Day. And it's cool if you're at work and you do something cool to your coworker and it's really stupid and it doesn't really harm anything. And
it's just between you and that person.
Like a coworker at my work brought a bunch of cookies in, like Oreos, and put toothpaste in the middle and put them on the staff room table.
That's funny.
That's funny. That's a good time. I like that. I didn't have one, but I heard because somebody came out with those are ew. So I'm like, all right, cool. No cookies for Bill. Some website, not going to name them, wrote a really long review of Captain America: Civil War. It's like four weeks early.
Yeah, that's right.
It gave it a 0.5 out of 5, and people took it as a real review. It got posted around a lot.
Wow.
Wasn't a real review. I would sue them.
Yeah, that's just stupid.
You're slandering the film. It was a really long, well-written review, and they just killed the film. Killed it.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Some people probably still aren't aware that it was fake, right?
No, I bet you they're not. And that's not cool.
Straight up lying is just a stupid, stupid thing to do on April Fool's.
Yeah, but ha ha ha, it's April Fool's.
Oh yeah, ha ha ha.
I can be an asshole. No, you don't get away with that.
No.
It's not cool.
I agree, dude.
Rant over.
Good rant, man.
Thank you.
So my rant, it feels like every week we get a new teaser trailer, a new trailer for something coming out, especially since summer movie season is basically here, right? Well,
do you remember when summer used to start in May?
Yeah, that's right.
Now it's like March.
Yeah.
Wasn't Fast and the Furious in March last year?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the thing these days. Anytime a new teaser trailer comes out, I get really annoyed at the internet. Film Twitters need to screen cap every single frame and put every moment in animated GIF form and just break down the trailer like that. And you go on YouTube and there's like half hour discussions about the stupid teaser. It's like, it's just a teaser, you fools. Like, I really hate the speculation that goes on following teaser trailers. Just give me the damn movie. I'll watch it when it comes out. Those people that just speculate like that, it get under my skin. It bothers me.
So, Adrian, when are you quitting Twitter? I think I said this a lot.
It'll be whether it's on Twitter, Facebook, real life, I don't know, text message, it's always going to be there. I hate it.
I still did enjoy that gif of Poe Dameron biting his lip. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. His gay love for
Finn.
That's right. Oh, gosh. Yeah, don't get me started on that.
Yeah.
So,
good rant,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah,
good
there's rant. some rant action out of the way. You're ready to get into our main reviews?
It's our first one, sir.
Yes, let's bring on Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Next time they shine your light in the sky, don't go to it. The bat is dead. Bury it. Consider this mercy.
Tell me. Do you bleed?
Batman v Superman. What did IMDb have to tell us about the synopsis of the film?
Fearing that the actions of Superman are being left unchecked, Batman takes on the Man of Steel while the world wrestles with what kind of hero it really needs. Poetry.
That's right.
IMDb, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get something out of the way first. Yay or nay to Man of Steel?
Absolutely yay.
Big yay for me, too. Cool. I love Man of Steel.
Me, too.
I also like Watchmen.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I like all the action scenes in Sucker Punch.
Yeah.
Everything else sucks, but he shoots a really good action scene in Sucker Punch. It's a really good looking film.
Yeah.
Yeah, not this one.
Oh, you weren't feeling it, eh?
This was not feeling this one.
Ah.
I'm not really a huge comic book fan.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, I had a friend who got me books that were really important. The Dark Knight Returns. So I've read a little bit. I understand why people who actually know the comics really hate this film. They took a bunch of plots from different comic books, threw them into one movie, and none of it fucking works.
None of it. See, I'm on the opposite end of that. I really, really enjoyed this film. I had a blast with it. I really enjoyed the darkness of the film. Like, Batman...
Literally, there's no light in this film.
There's no light. Batman is a straight-up murderer in this film. He's a badass. I love that stuff.
But you can see why that might not work when Christopher Nolan spent three films showing that Batman wasn't a murderer.
Yeah, but it's a different take on the character, so...
I guess, but...
It's not the same Batman, though.
He's older, but he became a completely different person.
Yeah.
And that tonally didn't work for me, because I don't think he's that much older.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
I think he's really good as Batman.
Yeah.
It should have been his movie.
Yeah, someone would say that it is his movie, though, and that's what I thought.
Like, with Superman in the background saving Lois Lane every 5 minutes, or fighting. That's all he does.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, Superman, let's face it, there's not much places you can take that character, and that's why he was sort of a background character in this film. He had a full movie, Man of Steel, which worked really well. I really enjoyed his build-up, his story, his introduction to... the planet, as they say at the end. Lois Lane has a great line. She's, "Welcome to the planet." And I was like, yes! Give me that Hans Zimmer score as the credits roll. The criticisms that you're delivering, I can totally, totally see that. And I'm not saying this is, by any means, a flawless film. I just enjoyed the action. I enjoyed even the editing. Like, a lot of people have said, quote unquote, Zack Snyder has no idea how to edit a film. But
I'm pretty sure Zack Snyder didn't edit the film.
Yeah, he didn't edit the film. I'm sure he had a part of it. Like, but also the thing is, the first 45 minutes of the film does bounce a lot. There's not a lot of connective tissue between the scenes. But as all those scenes play out, you can sort of see what's happening with the story. You do have to do a little bit of detective work as you're watching it. Maybe some people don't like to do that. It was a style choice that was misjudged, but it worked for me. I really enjoyed that method of storytelling.
You brought up Lois Lane. She was actually decently well-written in Man of Steel.
She was, yeah.
Throwaway character in this film.
Yeah.
It's sad. There's not a lot of women in this film, and Wonder Woman shows up and has, let's be honest, Wonder Woman's pretty good compared to Superman.
Yeah.
I cared more about Wonder Woman, who's in the film for 5 minutes, than I did for Superman, who's in it for an hour and a half. Lex Luthor.
Yes.
No.
Jesse Eisenberg.
No,
yes.
No,
yes,
no, yes, no, yes. No, no, no.
He plays Jesse Eisenberg.
No, but it doesn't make sense either. He's all over the place. Just doing weird stuff for no reason.
Yeah.
Nothing is really explained.
You see, I thought he was just a crazy man doing crazy things, and I found him really scary. The events he was able to pull off, the things he was able to convince other people to do on his behalf, that's scary. And I think I'm going to say something kind of crazy that's already been kind of discussed through Man of Steel. I think this film takes a lot of the events through 9/11, terrorist attacks, suicide bombings, stuff like that, and kind of throws it into this Batman v Superman universe. And a lot of the events that play out, you know, Lex Luthor, he's pretty much a Middle Eastern terrorist in this film. And I get why people don't like him, because he is, you know, he does, Eisenberg just goes kind of unhinged and does his own thing. I still enjoyed it, though. I still had a really good time with it and enjoyed watching the things he was doing.
Yeah, it didn't work for me at all.
Okay.
Yeah, every time he was on the screen, I was just like, get off.
No way.
So this whole movie is like the precursor to the Justice League movies.
It is, yeah.
And they had some really terribly rushed scenes with some Justice League people in it.
Yeah.
That were so vague. I know who two of the three characters were.
Right.
It's not really a spoiler.
Yeah.
I didn't say who they were.
yeah.
Explain stuff.
Yeah.
Or like, I'm obviously not a comic book guy, but I should have known who that other person was.
Right.
Yeah. Doomsday. What do you think of Doomsday?
I liked him.
Really?
Yeah, he was kicking ass, getting strong.
Here's the one thing I did like about the film. I kind of liked the final battle.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And I did kind of like the ending, too.
Yeah.
I thought it was really kind of well done.
Yeah.
Doomsday, I think, should have been its own movie.
Yeah, I can see that, totally.
Which a lot of this film should have been. It should have been a Batman being angry at Superman movie, and then there should have been the Batman versus Superman movie. Then the Wonder Woman movie, and then the Doomsday movie.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a lot going on here. And I do have that down. I've got a little section called Valid Criticism.
in quotation marks.
Yeah. That's one of them. There is too much jammed into this film. That certainly does feel like it's studio mandated, right? You have to include these pieces so we can catch up to Marvel. I hate to bring up Marvel. That's all I'm going to say about that. But it does feel like DC is trying to play catch up at this point.
I'm going to say something about Marvel.
Do it.
Sort of feels like DC is trying to change stuff they've already shown fans, whereas Marvel is just trying to shake your hand and say, this is going to be really good.
Okay.
That's what it feels like to me.
Mm-hmm.
They did really well with the Nolan films, and the trailer for Suicide Squad looks really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not looking forward to Justice League.
No? I'm pretty stoked. I'm excited.
How many days until Zack Snyder quits Justice League?
Oh, he will never go away, I don't think.
Okay, then let me rephrase it.
Sure.
How long until DC kicks Zack Snyder off Justice League?
Oh, I can't see that happening. That's his child. And that's another thing that's weird, is that people say that Zack Snyder hates these characters. It's like, well, why is he dedicating his life to these characters?
I have a counter argument to that. It just came into my head. Did you watch the credits?
Yes.
Did you read the credits?
Not really.
Zack Snyder killed a character at the beginning of the film.
Oh, he did.
That was an iconic character and didn't even name him.
That's right.
That to me proves that he does hate the characters. I was shocked.
Somebody actually tweeted that to me, but I guess that's going to be included in the R-rated cut.
Okay. I heard this film was in its R-rated form even longer than 3 hours.
Oh, really?
And it looks like they cut a shit ton out of this film. The editor said it almost killed him. We got the 2.5 hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if he was obligated to do it.
Yeah.
But it felt like it.
Yeah.
Like there was stuff missing. You could tell. As I said, I kind of liked the ending. So my rating is like 2.5 out of 5.
Oh, really?
I didn't hate it. You got to do better than this. This film costs $300 million.
Yeah.
Plus marketing. But saying for it to break even, it's going to have to make $800 million.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you factor in the theater takes a chunk, and you pay for more advertising around the world. And $800 million.
That's insane, man. That's putting a lot of eggs in one basket.
Yeah. So you might want to figure this one out and make it good. It opened to what, like 160 or 70 million or something?
I don't know. Don't really pay attention.
Yeah, I think it's over 600 million now.
Okay.
So,
fingers crossed. I'm going to buy lots of Blu-rays.
I'll check out the R-rated cut.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem doing that.
Cool.
It's not a terrible film. What would you rate it?
I'd give it about a 4 out of 5.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, really, really, really enjoyed this. I'm totally comfortable sitting alone on this one.
Yeah. I think you might be, but that's cool, man. I've liked movies that people have hated.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
If you'd like it, shout it out loud, man.
Exactly.
What would you rate Man of Steel?
Man of Steel, I'd give it about a 4.5 out of 5. Yeah.
I think I weirdly gave Man of Steel like 5 out of 5.
Oh, really?
I really liked that movie. Yeah. I've always... I liked Superman Returns, too.
Okay.
I like Superman.
Yeah.
I think that's another reason why this movie kind of pissed me off, because he's such a relegated character.
Yeah.
Yeah, and show a little emotion there, Henry Cavill.
Yeah. I don't want to get too much into it because I know it'll open up just a big can of worms, but I mentioned like the terrorism that was in this film. There's a lot of things that are themes that are going on. I really enjoyed like the man versus God thing. They say it in the trailer.
Deus ex machina?
Yeah.
I mispronounced that on purpose, by the way.
There you go. I really enjoyed the sort of religion undertones, overtones, what have you. There was like crucifixes in the movie. There's nightmare sequences. There's
that scene in like, is it Mexico where all those people like treat Superman like he's Jesus?
Yeah.
That was an interesting scene.
That was really cool. What's that called again? Day of the Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bond was above him running around buildings.
That's right. Yeah. I did keep waiting to see the building explode with James Bond, like looking suave and stuff. And the other thing I wanted to mention is I really enjoyed the score in the film. It was Hans Zimmer and Junkie XL. Junkie XL did the score for Mad Max Fury Road. So this one, I thought the music really, it was grimy and grungy and Hans Zimmery. And
with Nirvana.
That's right.
Because it's grungy. I don't know.
Yeah. It was gritty. It had that sand to it. So I really, really enjoyed it.
I got nothing on that. I really don't.
Yeah. It was a cool collaboration. I really enjoyed that.
Cool, man.
I love this film. Have no problem saying it. You're not a big fan. That's cool. You're definitely not alone on that one.
No, I don't think I am. As I said, I like the ending, and I don't think anybody else did, so at least I got that.
Hey, all right.
Yeah.
Cool. Are you ready to move on?
Sure.
Cool. Let's move to our next film, Eye in the Sky.
Even with the vests, we need their approval for a strike.
Just tell them we've got Danford in our sights. I mean, that alone should justify using a Hellfire. The vests are just a bonus.
Danford's a British citizen. They want her alive.
They cannot have her alive. Frank, I've tracked her for 6 years. This is the closest I've ever got. So, we need to expand our rules of engagement right now to protect the civilian population. A Hellfire through that roof is our most effective option.
We have to know that we're legally in the clear.
All right, so Eye in the Sky, what does IMDb have to say about this one?
A military officer in command of a operation to capture terrorists in Kenya sees her mission escalate when a girl enters the kill zone, triggering an international dispute over the implication of modern warfare. Kind of actually tells you what the film is.
It does. That was
really rare for IMDb.
That was well done.
Yeah. Directed by Gavin Hood. Who made a really great film a couple of years ago called Tsotsi.
Okay.
An African film. It was really good.
I haven't seen it. I've heard the name before, though.
Yeah. So, dude, where did this one come from? Because I hadn't heard of it 2 weeks ago, and this movie kicks ass.
This is a really good film.
Yeah.
Really just a solid thriller that builds the tension and does a really good job of keeping you interested the whole time.
And Helen Mirren's in it, Aaron Paul, the late, great Alan Rickman.
Yeah, I was not ready for that.
No. Captain Phillips' Barkhdad Abdi is in it, too.
Yeah.
Who I thought was never going to have another role again because he's got a really weird look to him. I'll say that. He's really good in this, too. Blown away by this one, man.
Me, too.
It was funny, too, because I went to go see it, and I told you it was good, and I don't think you really believed me or something.
No, I know.
He texted me a couple days later. He's like, should I see Eye in the Sky? I'm like, dude, I said I liked it.
That's right, because I didn't hear anything about it. I was like, what's this movie called Eye in the Sky? And I watched a trailer. I was like, it looks okay.
Oh, it's a really tight, just full of suspense, just adult drama that doesn't really dumb anything down.
No.
And you got to celebrate these ones because they don't show up very often.
Yeah. And they don't slow things down to explain things to you. They just trust you to be along for the ride. And man, this is so good. I enjoy the discussion that it calls attention to in terms of collateral damage in foreign lands and military operations, all that stuff.
So Aaron Paul plays a computer guy in Las Vegas who flies a drone in Las Vegas and flies it through Kenya.
Yeah.
From miles away.
Yeah.
And his whole thing is that he goes up to this building where he's supposed to look, and there's some really big targets in this building, and he asks, should I, you know, do my thing? Should I blow it up? And this little girl comes outside and starts selling bread in front of the building. And then it just starts this major conversation about collateral damage. And you know this happens all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know the U.S. has drones. They do this every day. And I found it really interesting. And as you said, it just escalates. Yeah. I loved it. I wanted to start screaming things at the screen because I was so interested in it. Yeah. It was really great movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, push the damn button. Push it now. Oh, do it now. I don't care about the little girl.
You're so mean.
That was me.
Wow.
Everybody looked at me weird afterwards.
I also really enjoyed the fact that there's this whole political thing going on. Nobody can make the call.
Yeah,
it's always like, oh, I got to talk to my superior.
Yeah.
And then they talk to the superior, and he's like, I got to talk to my superior. And it's like, oh, my God, somebody make a decision.
It reminded me of the film that you love, Hot Fuzz, where he's like,
that film.
Yeah, he's like, you want to go up then? You want to go up? And I was like, wham, supervisor, right in front of you. But, yeah, it's interesting to see that dynamic because I think there's got to be some truth to what's going on there.
Yeah.
Like, this is not the kind of film you just make up. Like, this has got to be inspired by something.
The really great thing about it, too, is that you're like, oh, my God, Aaron Paul is finally in a good film.
Yeah, that really excited me.
We love Aaron Paul here, man. Like, yeah. Breaking Bad is one of the great shows ever, TV-wise. And he's just been in some really shitty films.
Yeah.
I don't like to say that, but it's true.
Yeah.
And Alan Rickman, man.
Yeah.
He has... I heard this is his last role.
Okay.
And if this is his last role, he goes out on a bang.
Yeah.
His little speech at the end of the film is just so damn great.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, this is a huge, huge loss.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
Yeah, he classes up the joint as soon as he shows up. And yeah, he has this bit at the end. Like you said, it moved me big time. I had like tears rolling down my face because I miss him already, you know. He's a great actor and just so natural.
Helen Mirren being Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah, she's always really good.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is playing anywhere, to tell you the truth. Like, I think it just kind of showed up here. And
yeah. I don't know. Nobody's talking about it.
No, and it sucks. So listen to us.
Yeah. Yeah, go see Eye in the Sky.
Yeah, it's really good. It's probably the most surprising film of the year so far.
Yeah,
I know we're in April, but...
Yeah. I went from being like, what the hell is this, to holy shit, that was awesome, dude.
Yeah. I'm glad you took my advice a second time.
Yeah, that's right. Because, on that morning, I was just like, dude... this is the only chance I could go see it. And I dragged myself out of the house and I was so happy I did.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, go see it.
Surprising year so far, man. Yeah. It's been some shit, but it's been some really good stuff.
For sure. Cool. You ready to move on?
Yeah, man.
Cool. Well, let's move on to our third film. This one is called
Baskin.
Baskin. Bring it on.
Uyandığınız yeri dirilirsiniz.
All right, so what is Baskin all about?
A squad of unsuspecting cops goes through a trap door to hell.
Yeah.
And they stumble upon a black mass in which a weird guy does weird stuff.
Yeah.
So if I sounded a little angry when I was sort of doing that little intro at the beginning there about the film, I've heard about this film for a while. Yeah. It was a Midnight Madness film at TIFF. And it kind of sounded like it did pretty good at Fantastic Fest. Yeah. You were there, so you would know.
Yeah, it got pretty good. A lot of people liked it. Some people didn't like it.
So I had I had some expectations, and I didn't like this at all.
No,
I actually think I really kind of hated it.
Oh, no way, really?
I was just like, this is just completely pointless.
No way, dude.
The whole idea, there's this band of cops who are like the biggest bully slash assholes,
dude bros.
Oh, and they're mean to this. They're in this restaurant at the beginning of the film, and this one cop's just a complete dick to this like waiter guy.
Yeah,
and it's just like, wow, I can't connect to any of these characters.
They're talking about their sexual conquests.
Yeah, and I'm just like, all right, that's cool. When you guys get slaughtered like sheep later on, I'm going to be like, I don't care about you at all. That's
exactly.
Cool.
That's the point.
Was that the point, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bad things happen to bad people.
I couldn't get the intention of this film. There's like this one character has like weird flashbacks and talks to other people in dreamlike states. And I'm just like, okay, he's an X-Men. And I just don't care.
Yeah.
What was with that anyway?
Here's my take on it. So just a bit of setup. We gave you the sort of IMDb thing, but these guys go to an emergency call to some it looks like an abandoned castle, pretty much.
And by that, we mean they had no budget.
No budget. That's fine. And they go into this house and it's like empty, right? There's nothing going on. And then they find this sort of, what is it?
Spiral staircase that goes down.
Yeah, that's right. They go down, and all of a sudden...
That should have been the first thing. They probably should have been going down the stairs.
Yeah, that's right. If you need to carry like a freaking candle and to light your way, don't do it. But they go down, and they just start exploring, and bad shit starts to happen. And I thought it was a really refreshing take on what it's like to be in hell, because... When I think of hell, I think of somebody dying, and they just go straight down into hell, into the pits of the earth, and that's just what I think when I think hell. But this one, hell is like right in your backyard. Hell is a state of mind. Hell is with you at all times. And for me, that's kind of like, you could take that statement and apply it to what people think of heaven as well. So I really enjoyed that aspect in that take of hell, and it reminded me of just being on like a haunted house roller coaster ride. Like, it was not a lot of depth to it, I'll admit that, but man, did I enjoy the ride.
It just got really deep all of a sudden.
they
go down the spiral staircase of hell and enter the set of The Hills Have Eyes.
That's right.
With some really weird looking mutant people.
Yep.
And a lot of really weird shit goes on. And it was almost, so I heard somebody compare it to Hellraiser, which I thought was very apt.
Yeah.
Really out there, lots of weird shit going on. As I said, I none of the characters meant anything to me. So I'm just like, okay, do what you want. Don't care.
Yeah. And I didn't really care much for them either. But I just enjoyed what was happening. And I love the set design on this film. Like, I have written down here, you could feel the fabric, the sweat, the blood, the mold, and the sludge in that dungeon. It just added that creepiness.
I had been told this was violent. Maybe I'm just completely desensitized.
Yeah.
But this was child's play for me. I was just like, maybe I'm just really screwed up.
Yeah.
Which could be, you know, that could be it. Yeah. But I was like, oh, this is nothing.
Yeah.
There's a scene of something happens to their face. I'm like, that's not very violent. It was kind of gross, maybe, if you're 12. But I was just like, this is nothing. And I'm like, this was supposed to be like people at a TIFF were like, this is like the most disgusting film ever made.
Oh, really?
I'm like, what?
Well, here's a minor spoiler that supports that argument, but I wouldn't say that either, because I think a lot of the people that attend TIFF Midnight Madness, and I'm going to get in trouble for saying this.
Do it. Do it.
I think a lot of them are spineless wimps who aren't really into genre the way you and me would be, or the people who attend Fantastic Fest. Because I don't think anybody at Fantastic Fest was like, oh, that's the goriest, grossest, most violent movie ever. People were just like, whoa, that was pretty cool, you know?
That's cool.
Minor spoiler that supports the why people say shit like that. At one point, you see like gross sex with people who are mutilated and bandaged and missing limbs and stuff. You see somebody getting taken from behind, and it's not clear if it's a man or a woman, but their head is in like a toilet and they have like crap everywhere. And they're quite literally having sex and feces. And yeah, that's a pretty gross image.
Talk to me when he's having sex with the chick and he's got a machete in his hand and he's doing a job to the chick's neck.
Yeah.
Shout out to a Serbian film. Serbian film, what up?
Yeah, this film has nothing on a Serbian film. Nothing has anything on Serbian film. But yeah, I think statements like that really ruin the expectations for films like this. It happened with The Babadook.
Yeah, like I might have had a different thought violence-wise if I hadn't heard that, but I still didn't like the characters. I still thought the plot was paper thin.
It was.
And yeah, just other than the Hills Have Eyes people, which I thought were pretty cool.
Yeah.
This was, was nothing filmed me.
Oh, man.
I'm still glad you dug it, but it just didn't do much for me.
Yeah. Now, I love the guy who you eventually find out who runs the show there. And the guy who shows up, he is just, I don't know where they found him, but he was really weird looking and really fit the film.
I have a weird feeling he didn't show up for a casting call. Really? They found him some ritual sacrifice.
Underground fight club.
Something, yeah.
Some sex dungeon.
Yeah, he's the coolest part of the film. He works really well. Yeah. Like, he's just a scary dude.
Yeah.
But yeah. And that sex scene was a little weird.
Yeah.
But, a little weird.
I popped a boner, I won't lie.
Oh, dude. You're a strange, strange man.
All right. Before I say more.
Says the guy who made Adrian watch a Serbian film.
That's right. Before I say more regrettable things, are you ready to close off this review for Baskin?
Yeah, man.
So that's a no from you and... Hey, I liked it.
Yeah, it's available on VOD.
Yeah.
Check it out if you want to.
Cool.
Adrian liked it.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
I'm weird. But so is Bill.
Oh, totally.
But sometimes you just don't see eye to eye, right? Well, we can move on to movie club. So this episode's selection is called In the Company of Men. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about this film? What's it all about?
So it's from 1997 and it's directed by Neil LaBute, who... it's kind of known for making hardcore flicks. And last show, I said this film was like a Serbian film, but with no violence. I think you kind of laughed, thinking, okay, question. I already know the answer, but fuck it, let's just go this way.
Yeah.
Did you like the film?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Yeah, I knew that. What you told me, what you thought of it, and what I thought of it were completely different.
Yeah.
So this could be a little either heated or strange. I don't quite know how it's going to go. The plot to me, very simplistically, is a man seeks to destroy everyone around him while working out of town on a business trip. There's a main plot to the film, which I think some people, when they watch it, think it's actually the main plot, but it's not. To me, the main plot of the film is that Aaron Eckhart's character, Chad... when he goes to on the out-of-town business trip, right at the beginning of the film, his whole intention of the entire film is to destroy his partner.
Yeah.
The secondary plot is they decide to date a woman. They're going to try to destroy her.
Right.
By dating – both of them are going to date her. When they leave their out-of-town business trip, they're going to dump her in the harshest way possible and destroy her.
Right.
And – was that what really bothered you?
No, I just didn't feel any investment. And I was not interested in everything that was going on.
Because that is harsh.
Yeah.
But the thing I think it's really great about the film is that the film's not about that.
Yeah.
It's about Chad destroying his partner, Howard. That whole thing with the destroying the girl has nothing to do with the destroying of the girl. It's to destroy him.
Right.
Howard just got out of a relationship and Chad has decided that he's a vulnerable person and I'm going to take him out physically and mentally.
Yeah.
I'm going to get him to, we're both going to date this chick and we're both going to act like we like her. He's going to fall in love with her.
Right.
And then once I let the cat out of the bag, he's going to get destroyed. Oh, and by the way, during the entire film, he sabotages him at his job. So he'll lose his job and get demoted.
Yeah.
So by the end of the film, Chad has won everything. And I think that just the way it all goes down, mm-hmm. I think it's so intricate and complex.
Yeah.
And just the way that Aaron Eckhart, in his third role, the other two people in the film don't really haven't had much of a career, but Aaron Eckhart got a career out of this film.
Yeah.
And he is just spectacular in the film. Yeah. I'm thinking, when you told me you didn't like the film, I'm like, okay, I get that.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I saw it with a girl and her brother, I think it was. They both hated it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, that's cool. I kind of said it might be one of those films that might break movie club. And
almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, I was like, as I was watching it, I was like, Eckhart's character feels like somebody who was torn out of the pages of an Entourage script. He's just this dude bro who only cares for himself, hates women and hates men, hates everybody around him. And I was just like, why am I watching this guy? I'm just not interested in what's happening here.
But did you notice something? Other than him just being an asshole with guys, he's actually not really misogynistic in the film. Mm-hmm. He's not the one that breaks off the relationship with the girl.
Yeah.
Howard does.
Yeah.
And when she tells Chad, Chad's like, oh, okay, and lets her off easy. I don't think he's really that bad of a guy. He's just one of those like high school people who's like the cool guy and decides that he's going to be an asshole because he's like powerful. When you told me you didn't like it, I just thought you didn't get the film. It sounds really bad, but
yeah, no, I didn't, whatever. I'm cool with that. If I didn't quote unquote get it, because it just nothing appealed to me. I didn't like the performance, any of the performances. And you know, there's a reason why that Howard guy is just an extra character in movies once in a while. He's just not that good of an actor. I thought the girl was okay, but yeah, I was just completely turned off right from the beginning.
This is super awkward.
Yeah. No, it's fine. Like it happens, right? Like I read some reviews online and I was just like, ooh, okay. I guess I'll be that ditzy guy who's just like, I don't get it. I'm just like some stupid guy at the back of the theater going, this movie sucks. I probably would have walked out. Wow. 20 minutes in.
Yeah. It's a nasty film. I also really, really love the final shot of the film.
That was really cool.
It's an amazing final shot.
Yeah.
As you might have been able to tell from these podcasts, I really love wicked closing shots with the films. I love this film. It was on my top 10 of that year.
Oh, cool.
I really don't like when you don't like the films because I'm the one picking them, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Shit.
Well, you know, it'll happen.
Yeah.
You know, like we won't always see eye to eye on things. But at the same time, like the whole movie club has introduced me to a lot of films I wouldn't have seen otherwise. So it's been awesome.
I told a friend of mine that you weren't terribly into the film, and he was like, okay, that's cool, but ask him this. Have you ever seen the Todd Solondz film Happiness?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
No.
Well, I guess I can ask that question then.
Damn.
Because that's another really divisive film that people really love or really hate.
And oh, I see. Just,
it's kind of brutal like that film.
Yeah.
Shit. Like last episode, I was totally going to give him North by Northwest. And you totally would love that film. Like it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
The cool thing is, I think I got a no-brainer this time.
Nice.
I think there's no chance. this one's the good. It's like you're not gonna not like this one.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on. All right. Yeah. I'm sorry, man. I feel like somehow let you down.
No, but, dude, don't worry about it.
Hey,
man. You watched the film, and if anybody watched the film outside of us and liked it, that's all I care about, right?
It's cool.
Everybody just watching films, man.
Yeah.
And just a couple weird little notes about the film. It won a bunch of Indie Spirit Awards. Eckhart won for Best Actor. LeBute won for Screenplay.
Oh, cool.
89% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not that it really fucking cares.
Yeah.
But, sorry you didn't like it, man. I think it's a masterpiece, but, you know, can't win them all.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm cool that you watched it, man. That's all I care about. And I said this before, I'll say it again. If you don't like the film, at least be able to back up why you don't like it.
Yeah.
And you did that.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
Cool.
So that's, I love it, man.
cool.
Movie club.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. So you got something else coming up.
Yeah. And I picked an old film.
Cool.
I've been picking a lot of new films. That's why I kind of wanted to pick North by Northwest last time, because it was old.
Yeah.
So this one's from 1955.
Okay.
It's from an American director named Jules Dessin, who sounds French.
Yeah.
But he's an American.
Okay.
And he got blacklisted.
Oh, wow.
And moved to France.
Okay, yeah.
And his first film that he made in France is a goddamn masterpiece.
Sweet.
It's the best heist film ever made.
Ever?
Ever wow. made.
Wow.
As far as I'm concerned, there's nothing better than this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this episode, it's a movie club movie, Rafifi.
Okay, yeah.
From Jules Dessin.
Definitely haven't seen that.
It's on Criterion Blu-ray. Here you go.
Cool, man.
It's a beauty, man. You've never seen anything like this.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I can't wait to talk about it. I got a lot to say about this one.
Right on, dude.
I love this. This was a holy grail film for
me. Oh, really?
You couldn't get a copy of this film, and then wow. Criterion put it out on DVD, and the film world, or film Twitter, yeah. or whatever you want to call them, just rejoiced.
Wicked.
It's awesome.
Cool.
So, yeah, if you don't like this one, no more movie club. Sorry.
That's right.
I've done my best.
That's right. We'll do Popcorn Club where we pick different seasonings to try.
Yeah, no. But no, I think you're really going to dig this one, man.
Cool.
It's
cool.
Really cool.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So if you want to join Movie Club, watch Rafifi by April 17th. Send us your comments, whether it's on Facebook or Twitter. We'll read them on the next show. We've had other people join us for a movie club, and that's always fun when our friends get involved. So, yeah, if you want to watch a film, share your thoughts, and we'll read it on the next episode.
Yeah, just for reference, I think this might be available on Hulu.
Oh, yeah.
If you have a Hulu Plus account.
Right.
Because Criterion has all their stuff, most of their stuff
yeah.
on Hulu. So that's a check it out there.
Cool.
Or buy the Blu-ray. It's fucking yeah. awesome.
Cool. Yeah. And I'll put the name of the movie in the show notes, because you may not be able to tell the spelling by the way we pronounce it. All right. So let's move on to the next section, the lightning round. This is where we just briefly review other movies we've watched between last episode and this episode. I really haven't watched anything other than Batman v Superman and Eye in the Sky. I've been watching a lot of shows on Netflix and such, but you've watched some movies, right?
I was in full take one for the team mode.
Yes.
And I saw My Big Fat Greek Wedding too.
Oh, no.
Giant no. Giant no.
I haven't heard a single good thing about this.
Did you see the first one?
No.
Add a teenager to it, amp it up a little bit, and it's the same fucking movie.
Damn.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing redeeming about this one. It's making money too.
Oh, really?
It just shows how gullible older people are.
I guess so.
The first one had its charm at times, and I think everybody is going off nostalgia for this one.
Right.
So it's not good.
No, too bad.
Avoid that one. Adrian's going to love this one.
Yes.
I caught up with the film that Adrian, I think, will like.
Yes.
I was at a buddy's house. He's like, you want to watch a movie? I got some iTunes shit. I'm like, sure, what do you got? And I looked at the list, and there was one that just stood out. Giant lettering. Bold italics.
Yes.
The Last Witch Hunter.
Yes.
Last Witch Hunter.
Great film.
Oh. You know what? I'm going to eat a little crow on this one.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
It's okay.
It's got its moments. Like, Vin Diesel's having a lot of fun in this film.
Yeah.
And, I like Vin Diesel.
Yeah. He's aware of who he is at this point in his career. Yeah.
It's really dumb and stupid. But you know what? It's watchable. I probably should have seen it in the theater.
It had its moments. It was all right.
That's me eating crow and apologizing to Adrian for making fun of him for seeing Last Witch Hunter.
Yes. Redemption.
It's very rare for me to do that. So.
Right on, dude.
Take it from where it's coming. Yeah. I saw an older film, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, a movie called 54 came out.
Okay.
With Mike Myers.
Oh, right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. I liked it, and a lot of people didn't, right?
So, the version we saw then was a studio edit. of the film. The director was taken off the film.
Right.
And last year he was given the ability to recut the film. So he has a new edition of the film out called the, get this, 54, the director's cut.
Yeah.
It's a really different film.
Oh, really?
I think it's pretty good. I wasn't a fan of the first one, actually. Okay. I thought it was really dumb and didn't really dig it. But yeah, this one's really good. It's available on VOD.
Yeah.
Only.
Wow.
I don't think it even played theatrically or so if you want to check it out, it's on VOD. I think it's pretty good.
Cool.
Yeah, it was not a bad film. Yesterday when Adrian was watching WrestleMania, I went to the University of Victoria Cine Center and watched Uncle Buck, a film that has not aged well.
Oh, too bad.
John Candy has a good presence. I like him. He's really good.
Yeah.
The rest of the film is not. I hate when I watch films now and I realize that I did not have very good taste when I was a child.
That's right.
Which kind of sucks. But yeah, no Uncle Buck.
If you have fond memories, leave it alone.
Yeah. You've been warned. And then after that, I stayed for a live piano score version of two Charlie Chaplin shorts and one Buster Keaton short. The two Chaplin shorts were Easy Street and The Immigrant, and the Buster Keaton one was Sherlock Jr.
Sweet.
Which I think is the best short film ever made.
Nice.
Hands down.
Yeah.
It's a perfect film.
It is great.
Chaplin is a genius. The Immigrant's a decent short. It's pretty good, but Easy Street is amazing. It's prime Chaplin, and he is so great. But Buster Keaton was doing stuff in that film that people still can't do right. And it was in 1917.
Yeah, that's right.
There's a scene in the film, we'll call it the out-of-body experience, where he's sleeping and another Buster Keaton, ghost comes out from his body and walks around the theater and goes into the screen.
Yeah.
It is the coolest thing you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it was made in 1917.
That's unbelievable.
Plus, Buster Keaton was a fucking maniac.
Yeah.
The stunts he does in this film are outrageous.
Yeah.
And there was no CG.
Yeah.
There was no wires.
No stunt doubles.
There's a scene where Buster Keaton is alone on a motorcycle on the handlebars going through a city, and he almost gets hit by a train. He goes underwater. Just the stuff he does.
It's crazy.
It's Buster Keaton.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing. If you haven't seen Sherlock Jr., do yourself a favor. It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Nobody talks about Buster Keaton.
That's true.
It's always Chaplin.
Chaplin, yeah.
I love Chaplin. But Buster Keaton, so good.
Yeah.
So this dude, this professor at the university, played a score. He improvised it.
Oh, that's cool.
Didn't have sheet music.
Yeah.
Played for an hour and a half, improvised.
Wow.
And his whole thought was, I love these films. I'm going to do a score.
Damn, that's cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh,
One of the cooler things I've done movie-wise in a very long time. Like Hateful Eight and 70 kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Damn.
Yeah.
And I freaking missed it.
So then later that night, I went to the Victoria IMAX Theater and saw Star Wars Force Awakens in laser projection IMAX.
That's right.
Wow. Is this the future?
Yeah.
Or what?
Insane, right?
Holy crap. So it's 4K, which 8K would be better. It looks way better than it used to. Because they had two 2K projectors in IMAX before.
Yeah.
This is 4K with... But I don't know how the laser works, but holy shit. I saw this in 3D. It looked like it was the 2D presentation.
Yeah.
It's so bright. Even with the glasses on.
Yeah.
And it's clear.
Yeah.
It's the future.
Yeah.
But it's too expensive, mm-hmm. and nobody's going to have IMAX stuff in their theater.
Yeah.
They're going to have it in one theater.
Yeah, it's great. And for us, that's only like the fifth or sixth installation of laser projection in like North America. So
yeah.
It's a huge deal for us to have it.
Totally lucked out. Yeah, visually and the sound is great.
Yeah.
They upgraded their sound too.
Yeah.
It's the future, man.
It's really cool.
Yeah, every theater's got to have that. I feel spoiled now.
Oh, totally, right?
And like that is seriously the definitive version of Star Wars.
It is.
There's nothing better than that. Maybe the 2D version. I'm sure it looks amazing, but
yeah,
man, if you get a chance, you gotta check that out.
Oh, totally.
and throughout the last week and a half, I've been rewatching the entire Richard Linklater catalog.
Oh, cool.
From start to finish. Some interesting little things that I didn't really pick up. Slacker isn't as good as I remembered.
Okay.
I still like it.
Yeah.
It's really good, but I remember being really captivated by it. I think more or less because I'm more captivated now by Waking Life or A Scanner Darkly,
yeah,
which are the same films, but with the animation. Those are really good films. I really like A Scanner Darkly.
It's cool.
It's an awesome film. Bad News Bears is better than I remembered it.
Okay, cool.
I quite like that film.
Right on.
Yeah. Richard Linklater.
He's the man. Right on.
You might have forgotten about that one.
Yeah, totally forgot you did that.
Yeah, I don't think there's a better American catalog from a director, maybe ever.
Yeah, he's done such a wide variety of work too, right? He's not just a one-note director.
Get this, Boyhood's still really good. And Days to Confuse is still so good.
Yeah, I rewatched that recently. So good.
Yeah. It was really cool kind of revisiting all this stuff. Everybody Wants Some. I'm seeing it next weekend. So
nice.
Can't wait for that.
I'm so stoked for that. They call it the spiritual successor to Dazed and Confused.
You had me at Linklater.
That's right. I'm pretty stoked for that one.
But yeah, man, that's it for me.
That's it. Cool. That's Bill's lightning round.
I talked way too long. My mouth is super dry now.
Yeah. Cool. So what do we have coming up on the next episode?
So this episode, we didn't have anything to review. But holy shit, next episode, Riches, baby.
Nice.
Lots of good stuff, too.
Cool.
So April 8th, Before I Wake. No idea what it is.
Okay.
Other than it's got the White Cracker Kid from Room in it. Adrian's favorite actor.
I won't say anything.
Okay. See, I don't even want to... I don't think I'm even going to see this. The Boss.
I'm going to see it.
Okay, so Everybody knows my love of Melissa McCarthy.
That's right.
I we've had some discussions about Melissa McCarthy. This looks terrible. Still Fatty Fall Down, except she's on a bed and she gets launched into a wall.
Yes, it's so funny. It's
comic gold. Kristen Bell's in it, like her.
Yeah.
She might be a redeeming quality. I'll probably still see it. But,
we'll lightning round that one.
Yeah, how about that? Hardcore Henry?
Yeah, this looks cool.
It does look cool. I just don't know how cool it's going to be for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
It could get really tiresome.
First-person shooter.
Yeah. Looks cool, though. It looks like if they can keep it up for an hour and a half, which I think might be hard.
Yeah.
I think it might be cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Or I'm going to puke all over somebody.
That's right.
Which, might not be a bad thing.
Yeah.
Demolition.
Okay, yeah.
Jean-Marc Vallée movie with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
Love the trailer.
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
Had a cool discussion with Jim from Movie Bears Podcast about it on Twitter.
Okay, cool.
He says it's really good. So nice. I can't wait to see this one.
Yeah.
Been waiting for this one for a while. It was the opening film of TIFF last year. Bit of a delay on that.
Yeah.
Adrian's seen this one. The Invitation.
Yes, I love this film.
Speaking of films I've been waiting for a while, can't wait.
It's so cool, man. Yeah,
VOD on Friday.
Nice.
I'm all over that shit.
Nice.
Can't wait. And a movie I saw last year at VIFF called Louder Than Bombs.
Okay.
The new Joachim Trier movie with Gabriel Byrne, Jesse Eisenberg, Isabelle Huppert, about a family trying to deal with the death of the mother of the family. She commits suicide.
Okay.
Everybody just kind of loses it. Really dark, but it's kind of rewarding. It's not an easy watch, but I liked it. I thought it was pretty good.
Cool.
April 15th. What is this? The fourth Barbershop? Third Barbershop movie?
No clue.
I don't know either.
Probably won't open here.
Yeah. Barbershop, The Final Cut.
Okay.
I love the first one.
Oh, did you?
It's really good.
Ah.
It's really insightful. It's really funny. Second one was terrible. I know that.
Okay.
I think I skipped the third one, if there was a third one. I think there was. I'll still see this. I heard it's 2 hours and 5 minutes.
Oh, geez.
Which just sounds really overboard.
For a comedy.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
The Jungle Book.
Yeah, I can't wait for this.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Rudyard Kipling.
Yeah.
Wrote the book. He was a genius.
Yeah.
So, Jon Favreau?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the man. Iron Man, come on.
I made Chef, and then I'm making Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Okay. All that shit you were talking about in Chef? Out the window.
No way. It's still there. His complaints are still there. Homie's gotta buy a new pool.
I guess. Yeah, everybody's gotta eat, man.
Yeah.
I think it looks good. I think the characters look really good. The animation. Bill Murray is in it.
Yeah.
As a Baloo.
Christopher Walken. Scarlett Johansson.
So I'm a snake.
Yeah.
Finally, everybody gets to see Green Room.
Yeah.
Fuck yes, they do.
Green Room rules.
Yeah, I made my top 20 last year. Nice. It is awesome. I love this film. Can't wait to see it again.
Oh, yeah.
I really wanted to see it again at the film festival. I saw it last year, but I saw Anomalisa instead. But I really wanted to watch Green Room again.
Right on, dude.
Yeah, one of the cooler films I saw last year. It's going to kick everybody's ass.
Oh, totally.
And last but not least, Sing Street, the new John Carney film.
Oh, right.
It's a musical.
Yeah.
Adrian's very hit or miss on musicals.
Yeah, pretty much. Musicals and biopics, costume dramas. I'm on the defensive already.
Found footage films?
Yeah, I'm on the defensive with those too.
Yeah, I think this looks good. So cool. I like John Carney.
Right on.
Have you ever seen his, I think it's his first film, Once?
Yeah, that was really such sweet.
A beautiful film.
Yeah.
Begin Again was pretty good too. I didn't see that one.
I like that one.
Yeah. But yeah, so many films next time.
Yeah, we're going to have Film Overdose next time.
I just hope they all open and we have 17 reviews.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. It's been like a very thin year, like a couple episodes in a row. There's like been very little to watch. I could play catch up. There's a lot of stuff on Netflix that I haven't seen yet. Like Finders Keepers is on there now. So
what? Take your cell phone out, pick 10 of your friends and text God's Not Dead.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We did not see God's Not Dead 2.
No.
Did you see God's Not Dead 1?
Nope.
That was a little thing in the movie.
Oh, really?
One of the guys like, take your cell phone out, pick 10 of your friends and text God's Not Dead.
What?
Yeah. It's a terrible film.
Oh,
I read a really interesting article on God's Not Dead.
Okay.
This total hardcore Christian guy was super pissed off at those films. Because he's just like, I'm really cool with people being, you know, religious and making religious films, but they have to make good ones.
Yeah.
And that movie sucks.
Yeah.
I'm like, thank you.
Nice.
It's got to be a good film.
It does. Certainly does.
Yeah. Because Adrian and I have both skipped all the religious films.
Oh, Miracles from Heaven.
Even though Adrian's got a secret, I got to watch this on Netflix for Jennifer Garner's performance and
Oh Yeah,
Miracles from Heaven.
Oh yeah, I'm mute in slow motion.
That's it, man. Lots to review next
time. Yeah, we'll have lots of stuff to talk about next episode. Cool. Well, as we get into the closure, I guess we should talk about where you can find us online. So we do have a Facebook account. Just run a search, The Green Screen of Death, and hit like, and we're on Facebook. Hey, we connected on Facebook. We also have
Bill doesn't have a Facebook account.
Bill does not have a Facebook account. We're also on Twitter. We're at @thegreen_screen. You can find Bill on Twitter, right?
At @soundjam69.
Yes. And I am at @adrian_charlie. You can also find us on various podcast platforms. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, anywhere where you can subscribe for a podcast. Just search for The Green Screen of Death. Hit like, leave a comment. That helps us find a wider audience, and we'd appreciate that. All right, so thanks very much for listening. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next time.
Peace.